Government watchdog groups in New York want Governor Andrew Cuomo and legislative leaders to end certain closed-door meetings. Karen DeWitt reports.
The groups want a meeting open to the public to discuss ethics reform. Blair Horner is with NYPIRG.
All we're asking is for an open leaders meeting on ethics because that's the way we think a better deal will get done. This is a well-trod path of secret negotiations around ethics with an unsatisfying resolution. Let's try openness.
The groups are seeking major changes in the wake of the arrest and conviction of the two majority party legislative leaders, including banning or strictly limiting outside income. Barbara Bartoletti with the League of Women Voters says proposals for fixes aren't new.
This isn't rocket science. I mean, we know how to do this. We've given them recommendations after recommendations. So it's not as if they don't know how to do this. They do know how to do it. It is the political will that they lack.
In response to the call for an open leaders meeting, a spokesman for the governor did not address the question of whether the meeting would be open or closed, saying instead ethics and campaign finance reform will be discussed. The spokesman for Cuomo, Rich as a Party, then attacked the reform groups themselves, saying the governor wants greater disclosure of their donors and questioning whether the groups themselves are shadow lobbyists. Bartoletti with the League of Women Voters is a volunteer. She's not paid for her work. She responds to the charge, though, admitting freely that she belongs to a front group.
We're a front group for voters. Well, the voters right now, I think 90% in the last survey, they're saying get this ethics reform done.
And she says information on the League's donors, which consist mainly of its board members, is easily available. Horner with NYPIRG says he's fine with more disclosure and will comply with any new rules that the governor and legislative leaders agree to. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.